Welcome to today's program, Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and we want you to write to us. You can reach us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. That's hfchurch7@gmail.com. You know, let's see what the Bible says about the Word of God. How powerful is the Word of God? Now, the Bible says in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, that the Word of God is a seed. The Word of God is stronger than a two-edged sword, according to Hebrews. So we see that it's rightly dividing the soul from the spirit. Now, some people want to intermingle the two, the soul and the spirit. I think we're a spirit being. I think we possess a soul, which is made up of our mind, our will, and emotions. And I think we have a body. And I think the body is the very thing that keeps us on earth. But let's see what God said about the Word of God. Now, in Psalms 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Now, isn't it amazing that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, Jesus came down to earth and he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So I believe that Jesus came down from heaven and put a little bit of heaven in people's hell on the earth. There's some people going through some devastating things in the world today. The trauma of anxiety, fear, pain, all these things that are just captivating the people, that the government and the world is just feeding with fear and animosity and strife. And we've got to come to where we get a peace with who we are. You know, every time you read the Bible, you bring your preconceived ideas of Jesus. I think there's a place where from God can bring healing to God will heal. And I think there's a big thing there that's going on in America today. It's hard to believe. And I ask myself, why are so many people sick? Well, you know, I think it's hard to ask Jesus to heal you if you think he has something to do with making you sick. There's so many believers today that believe that sickness is God getting your attention, that God trying to get you to a place of on your... I've heard people say, if God will get you on your back, he can talk to you. Let me tell you something. God can talk to you without putting you on your back. 1 Kings 8:56 says about the Word of God, "Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to the people of Israel according to all that he promised. There has not one failed word of all his great promises which he promised through his servant Moses. Not one word has fell to the ground unfulfilled." So every word that the Lord has spoken out of his mouth is going to come to pass. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 63, "The flesh is non-profitable, but the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." But the flesh don't profit anything. But this word, this spiritual word that I speak to you is life. You know, I want you to encourage you to just get in the Word of God. Let it just saturate your mind. Let it just saturate your body. Let it just saturate your being. Begin to read Psalms 119. You know, it's the longest chapter and the longest book in the Bible. It's like 176 chapters. But I want you to just read it and just let it soak into you. And as David was writing the Psalms, he began to say, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled." I know your word has to come to pass. Your word hath to manifest. Your word has to do exactly what it says. In John 17:17, the Bible said, "He sanctify us with thy word. Thy word is truth." So we see the Word of God is truth. The Word of God is the manifestation. You know, the Bible said in John 14:6, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to the Father except through me." So we see that the Word of God is truth. Now, I want you to think about that a minute. You know, they may have told you you got this, or they may have told you and diagnosed you with this and told you they had this, but is it truth? No, it may be a fact, but it isn't truth, because the only thing that's truth is the Word of God. And we got to stand on that word and believe that word. You know, I want to speak to you today in regards to peace over your life. You know, Jesus always said, go into peace. Go in peace. He told all the disciples when they departed, when the people got delivered and set free, he said, go in peace. Go in wealth. Go in health. Go in prosperity. He said, "My loved brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." As you begin to change the way you think, favor and blessings, what did he tell Joshua in 1 and 8? Meditate upon my word day and night, and you'll have good success, and you'll be prosperous. You'll be. Why? Because you're meditating upon my word day and night. This word brings healing. It's Psalms 107, verse 20, "I sent my word and I healed you and delivered you from destruction." You know, it's a wonderful thing when we get that word inside of us and that word begins to come alive, because Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, Hebrews 13 and 8. So we got to get that word inside of us where that word becomes a living source. That word becomes the desire. You know, God has limited his grace to human faith. I want you to see something here, because this is a wonderful revelation. I'm going to close with this today, because you remember in the old covenant when Moses said, I want to see your glory, Lord. I want to see your face. And Jesus and God said, you can't see my face and live. But he put him in the cleft of the rock and he walked by him. And the Bible said he saw his goodness. Now, the word goodness is the actual Hebrew word for substance. But I want you to see something that took place in the Old Covenant. When in the four Gospels, we see that the woman with issue of blood come up to Jesus and she touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible said he went on. He knew somebody had touched him and virtue had gone on. He didn't know who had touched him. But there's something that's powerful there. And God showed me this one day. And he turned around and he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, everybody's touching you. We don't know who touched you. The woman came fear and trembling and said, Lord, told him the whole story. And said, look, I touched you and I've been delivered and I've been made whole. And he said, woman, your faith has made you whole. You've been delivered. You've been set free from the powers of darkness. You've been set free. And today you're a daughter of Abraham. Now I want you to understand, he wanted to look in her eyes because once she saw his grace, he could activate her faith. He wanted to purposely look into her eyes, and that once she saw his grace, it would activate her faith. Every time, it's the goodness of the Lord that leads people to repentance. It's not this fire and brimstone preaching and telling people how dark they are, how wicked they are, how terrible they are, how mad God is with them. Let me tell you, Romans 2:4, it's the goodness of the Lord that leads a man or woman to repentance. I want you to turn and look into his eyes and see his grace, and it'll activate your faith. Remember, this is the beauty of grace.